Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Oh, two in the books, one to go, and we haven't even touched on your favorite team in the city right now. Just a guess.
Dynamo.
Nope.
Oh. Of course it is.
Texans, no. A lot of people, and not just Kurt Lowe. Want to talk about your Houston Rockets?
Oh, God, you scared me. I looked back at the board because I thought, oh, crap, is he calling again?
Thought Kurt Lowe was going to preach.
He's going to yell at us again?
So, Rockets win again. Again, no one knows about it because everybody was glued to Game 7 or doing other things. But the Rockets win in the Big Apple last night.
I will admit, I started.
Yeah.
Did you do this as well?
I was flipping back and forth.
Oh, so you were... I started watching it, and then once I flipped over to the game and saw it was 1-0 Cubs, I was all in. I was like, I'm not missing this. So I recorded the game and then just never watched it this
morning. Yeah, so Harden did it again. He and Steph Curry, the only two guys ever to start a season with their first five games with at least 10 assists and at least 25 points.
Nice.
He had another monster night last night. And I said this, and you guys know this, for as much as you give me a hard time, I said he's going to have an MVP season. And it's because he took so much criticism and because D'Antoni's offense is so perfect for him. So they beat the Mavs twice and they beat the Knicks. They lose to the Cavs, but they hung in there a lot more than people thought they were going to do. So that was impressive. So
Lakers lost, not so good.
Lakers loss was bad.
But first game, I think you forgive them.
Now, the Lakers beat the Hawks last night. So that gives you a little bit more credibility. And oh, by the way, for those of you that were wondering, and I know you're out there, and I know you're not just Kurt Lowe, but if you were wondering last night, and I'm just going to give you the numbers just so you can contemplate.
I like numbers.
31 points, 11 rebounds, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, 12 of 16 from the floor in 32 minutes. Would you take that as your starting center?
Yeah.
That's Dwight Howard last night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Dwight Howard, 31-11, two steals, only two turnovers, made 7 of his 10, 70% from the free throw line, 7 of 10 from the line, 12 of 16 from the floor. I'm telling you. I talked to Mikhail about this. Two things that are perfect for Dwight in Atlanta. For the first thing.
Who's yelling out there?
It's the Cubs goat. I think someone just spanked the Cubs goat. That's what it sounded like. We'll find out.
Tell him we're trying to have a professional radio show out here.
I will say this about Dwight. Right. I think he slimmed down. He finally decided that I don't need to be muscle mania anymore. And that's helped him because it kind of takes a little off the knees and the back and some of the ailments he's had. Two, putting a guy named like Millsap next to him, who is a very offensive-minded and very effective scorer at the four, takes some of the heat off of him, but also creates defensive mismatches because they have to try and help off on Millsap. They're going to say, of the two guys, I'm going to make Dwight beat me offensively. So far, he's doing a pretty good job. Hawks lose to the Lakers, but are quietly having a pretty good season. They're 3-1. That was their first loss, and Dwight is putting together some big numbers. So,
Well.
Guess who else is having a big year, Barry?
Montrezl Harrell.
By the way, Kurt Lowe, on Twitter, I gave him credit.
17-10.
Brought up Montrezl Harrell yesterday and wanted to know why he wasn't playing. And 17-10 after, I think, playing only 4 minutes the entire season. 17-10.
Which is great, but here's the bad part. You thought when Dwight left you were done with this player sitting on back-to-backs? No. Nene Hilario sits out, did not play coach's decision. So that's not a good sign if you're a Rockets fan. You're 5 games in and dude's already having to sit out on a back-to-back.
Yeah, and you're so worried about that injury report
because of
Eric Gordon.
Yep.
Ryan Anderson and Nene.
And Nene, So,
By the way, you know who's having a pretty good year, Barry? And both from a team perspective.
I knew we were going to get to this.
This
is where I want to shove my fingers in my ear and go, blah, 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 blah.
Both from a team perspective and individually. So the Oklahoma City Thunder are 4-0. You didn't think they were going to make the playoffs. You can still say it's still early.
That's what you got.
Dude,
right
it's
now.
So early. Settle down. Like
I have the ultimate answer that Barry could have.
Hold on.
You do?
Actually, yeah. This is what I want you to do for
Don't
me.
Don't share
Nick.
It with him.
No, this is what I want you to do,
do
for
you know
me.
What the answer is,
I want you to go find when he defends his position on the SEC and just play that for me.
I was just going
to
say, my answer for
it's
Barry
so
is,
early.
we'll judge this at the end of the season.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so there, I gave it to you. All right. But in your MVP candidates, the guy that you said, no way, no chance. Russell Westbrook is averaging 33-10-9.
He is balling right now.
33-10-9 for the 4-0 Oklahoma City Thunder. And on the flip side, Barry's sleeper to watch in the East. And Nick, you liked it. the New York Knicks.
What about putting Russell Westbrook as a top five player? Did you put him in?
No question about it.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt. He is top five, and also
this season. Look at this smile.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
I did.
See, at least you could save face.
Yeah. At least I'm honest because no one knew. I could have said, "Oh, I had him top five, just not MVP."
Well, the Knicks.
Carried off from what he did last season. You know.
Well,
I mean?
let's run through it though. If you were to list your five, you would start with LeBron James.
Yeah, Steph Curry.
Steph Curry second.
Yep.
I would have probably thrown in James Harden.
I think you
third,
have to this year,
at least in the top five.
Would you have done it before the season started when you didn't know how well he was going to flourish in D'Antoni's offense?
I think
offense?
So. Yeah. You know why? Because there's no Dwight Howard here anymore, and I think that now that it was his team. I would expect his scoring to go up even more.
I would go LeBron, Curry, Durant as the first three slam dunks.
Okay,
then Westbrook four.
Okay, so I would have probably put Durant ahead of
Harden.
James. Of Harden.
Yeah, and I honestly don't have James in the top five at preseason. I look before the season even started, including preseason, and not knowing how he was going to take to D'Antoni and what kind of year they were going to have. I would have said. My top five in no particular order, but LeBron, Curry, KD, Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard.
See, that's why I would have. I think it would have been a toss-up between Leonard and Westbrook, but I probably would have put Leonard in there because
but you're
now
putting
he's
Harden
the man.
In.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have put Harden in. And
here's a guy
and
that we were kind of forgetting, but again, on Joel's MVP watch,
Kyrie Irving.
No.
Kawhi Leonard.
I said Damian Lillard.
Oh.
Who's averaging 39-9-6.
Yeah, he's third in the league in scoring.
Sick. Those numbers, people.
You know who's second in the league in scoring, right?
Well, it's Lillard and Westbrook?
No. Westbrook is first. Lillard is third.
Second?
DeMar DeRozan. DeMar DeRozan.
DeMar DeRozan?
Yeah.
You know who fell off after the 50? The half a hundo? The Brow had 10 last night, and they can't win a game.
Well,
so
it's a long season.
They got problems.
And to that point, Better Call Joel tweeted and said, hey, Dwight's having these kind of games now, but that's until he mentally checks out and starts bitching about something. That's probably pretty accurate.
Which is true.
Yeah.
And then the thing is about Dwight that I can attest to, he's going to say he doesn't get enough touches, but I've had the conversation with him. He literally will tell you that when he gets the ball and it doesn't result in him getting a shot opportunity, like if he turns it over or it gets stolen or whatever, those don't count as touches.
Yeah.
In his mind, those don't count as touches. So, you know, it depends on how you look at it. Maya is holding, and Barry, you have not had this privilege.
I have. She's called a couple times since I've been here.
The lovely Maya of the Red Rowdies, a loyal and dedicated listener to me.
Y'all.
How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm doing well. Okay, let
hey,
me turn
Maya,
off your,
Maya, Maya, this is Barry. Uh-huh. Hey, I have a question
hey,
for
Barry.
You. Maya, you were a Red Rowdy. Are you still a Red Rowdy?
Yes, 10 years.
10 years.
Yep.
Thank you for Bud Light. Thank you, Bud Light, for sponsoring us this year.
Hey, here's the fun fact.
Maya, they're not sponsoring our station. We're going to need you on this call, so you're going to have to hold back on your self-promotions.
Maya, here's the fun fact. do you know who Rowdy Granny is?
Yes, I do.
That's my mom.
You got to be joking me.
No.
Are you serious?
I 100%. Rowdy Granny is my mom.
That's awesome.
Out of here.
She doesn't do it anymore, obviously. But, yeah, that's my mom.
I know, yeah, Jenny.
Yeah.
Jenny, yeah, I know Jenny.
Yeah.
Does she do the dance for the seniors?
She did that
City
as well.
Seniors?
A couple years ago when she was a Rowdy, she did the Space City Seniors dancing. That's
Maya,
right.
If you looked at Barry, you would swear that Barry is a Space
You're
City
You're both talking.
Senior.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Maya, if you saw Barry, Barry is also he would look like a Space City Senior.
That's not true, Maya. I'm very handsome. If you can get past the chins.
If you look like your mom, you probably are handsome.
Oh, thank you. You're the best, Maya.
He looks just like his mom. You should see his body.
I heard you mention my friend Cordlow, and I heard you give him shout-out for his Montrezl Harrell praise. he's not the only one that's been praising Montrezl Harrell, and I'm so glad he did.
But he calls the show, Maya. He makes it known by calling the show. We can't say we look forward to those calls all the time, but he calls, and he definitely is free to state his opinion, which he does.
Yes, I love Carlo. I mean, I've met him in person a number of times, and I love his enthusiasm. And he's not afraid to say when he's not right, but a lot of times he is right about these under the radar players who don't get the time in our offense to play. I mean, in our during the game to play. And Montrezl showed that he is ready to contribute more. I don't know if he'll get the opportunity anytime soon, but.
Well, I said yesterday he deserves a chance simply because of the fact he fits the D'Antoni prototypical big man. Athletic, can run the floor, defend, block shots, finish at the rim. He showed it last night. That's all he needs to do, and he can excel in the D'Antoni offense.
Do you think that James is going to dunk on Dwight Saturday? That's really what I'm curious to see.
Let me ask you this.
I don't think I've ever seen James dunk.
Oh, yeah. He did last night.
He dunked a couple times last night.
Yeah, he did last night.
Oh, well, I didn't watch it all
Let me follow this up with a follow-up question to you, Maya. Do you think if he tries, Dwight knocks him on his dome?
I do.
I absolutely do.
Yeah. I think he would knock him on his, you know, he'd knock him down. But it would be very fun. It would be very fun to watch. And I know it would get bind and talked about on all the sports networks if that happens. So
they don't play until Saturday night. They don't play tomorrow night. They play Saturday night. Saturday night's going to be must-see TV for Rockets fans just to see how that whole game within the game plays out between those two.
This is true. Just like tonight is the game within a game for for Russell Westbrook going to
By the way, Barry, OKC plays at Golden State tonight.
Hey, Maya. What happened to your boy Sam Decker?
He redeemed himself. That baseline dunk was. I thought it was like.
Okay.
You're stealing my tweet, Maya.
I may have messed up earlier, but white boys can't jump. I can dunk.
No, that dude ate it. And then the ball went off his face. It's bad enough you fell down with no one near you.
He got swallowed by the floor monster.
And yeah, he dribbled it off his face. That's not good. That was a terrible bounce pass. Terrible.
But you know what? Earlier, Sam Decker, he tweeted that Ariza and Bobby Brown were laughing at. They were on the plane laughing at him, looking at the video and just laughing. So he's having a good time with it. The team is having a good time with it.
Well, you can't do nothing. You can't hide from it.
And you know, I tweeted to Sam himself. I tweeted to Sam to say, no, you made up for it with that double pump baseline jam, which was sweet. So he definitely.
That's true. And he also had another kind of like an up and under move. He had two really good plays in the fourth quarter that showed his athleticism and his willingness to attack in
all right.
the paint. So
before we wrap this up, Maya, you got anything else you wanted to wrap about with NBA?
I really like the fact that DeMar DeRozan is scoring all those points on a mid-range game because I feel like the hype of the three-point shot, it's just taking over the league, and not everybody's a good three-point shooter. So I like the fact that he's getting 40 points on mid-range jumpers. I think that is, to me, that's like a throwback.
I like it.
Here's
good
the
job,
thing.
Maya.
Toronto with Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan, they better find a way to execute a play in the final 5 minutes of a game or they're never going anywhere in the playoffs. That's all I got on that topic. We got plenty more. We can talk basketball. We can talk baseball. We can talk football. We can talk anything else, including you guys and your love of porn stars and other topics that come up like our intern and or the fact that pedestrian deaths in Houston are going through the roof. That's a problem, gang.
What?
Because some of us like to actually hoof it every now and then, and you got to be careful out there. I'm just saying. Make sure that we heed the warnings and you take heed to them so that you make sure you stay safe out there. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. I'm breaking my real bad. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel Blank and Barry Laminack till 4 o'clock. Nick Shirara behind the glass. Plenty of guest appearances and opportunities for you to be a part of the show. 713-780-ESPN. We've had our intern, Trey, who rocked the mic today. He was a member of the Rock the Mic contest in the past.
You like this music, Joel?
It's all right.
You ever had lean?
Have I ever had lean?
Yeah. You ever sipped on some lean?
I don't know what that is.
That oil up in your cup?
I'm sure purple that's lyrics stuff? To the song, but
that
I'm,
purple
yeah,
drank.
Yeah, the you purple know, drank is yeah. what killed my man. Not killed literally, but killed his professional career. Johnny Jolly, the nose tackle for the Packers, who that's lives here lean. In Houston. That, Johnny Jolly got caught with the purple drank here in H-Town.
Yeah, that's what lean is.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And lean up in your cup. You don't know this?
I didn't know that.
How and you know what?
I literally Houston? When I lived down here in Midtown, I had my peoples that kind of stayed across the street that. Yeah. That would fill me in on all the lingo for the synthetic marijuana and all the other stuff, the kush.
By the way, don't do the kush, kids. It makes you go crazy. It
yeah,
literally
there's a huge problem with the kush down there.
It literally scrambles your brain.
By the med center?
Don't do that.
Herman Park? It's a really? Kush epidemic. They're breaking down on
not good.
It. Yeah,
not
don't
good.
Do the kush stay in Herman away Park from the either. Kush.
I can neither condone nor approve of the lean, but I will definitely say don't do the kush. Lauren Pope checked in, said she's missing the first and last hour of the show, but found us on the podcast, which is something I wanted to ask. We do get podcasted, right, Nick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you just go to podcastarena.com.
You go to podcastarena.com.
Click on Blank Stairs.
Which is not the name of the show.
Nope.
It's
the
Joel
easier
Blank.
Way is to go to ESPN97.5.
Yeah, why don't you just go to the website and get the hit for the website, too?
And okay. Then click the Joel Blank Show.
Guys, I don't know what the hell I'm doing over here.
Well,
don't
you're
yell
promoting
at
what you don't know. That's
don't
not a good
yell
idea.
At me.
That's not a good idea.
El Jefe by the way, spelled my name wrong, and he's now dead to me. And yo, Adrian and
you don't
I
think
are
that
arguing.
Was intentional, right?
I have no idea. Nah. I after reading Trey's spelling,
that's why he did it.
I've given up on humanity.
Yeah. Nick, even Nick picked up on that.
Yeah, yo, Adrian and I are now arguing on Twitter over Jenna Hayes or Sasha Gray. Nick, where do you fall on this?
Sasha Gray was on Entourage.
Jenna's been out the game for a while.
Yeah, I go Sasha Gray. 100.
Sasha Gray was on Entourage.
Yeah. Oh, was
on HBO. Yeah, she was as Sasha Gray.
Yo, Adrian says he goes Jenna Hayes because she's got that snaggle tooth. I'm like, yeah, I don't need to be picturing Jewel at the same time. I don't need that. No. Sasha Gray all day. Boom.
There you go. That's a t-shirt in our Nick, in our t-shirt shop. Sasha Gray all day goes with the picture of Trap in his Vince Wilfork overalls with no shirt underneath of it. Actually, saying no question.
Boob. Got that
with
side
no
boob.
Question. Yeah. His moob side, yeah, with the just the quote, no question.
Word.
No question. Trap, you believe that? No question. by the way, Houston Police Department releases deadly pedestrian accidents in Houston over the last 4 years. In 2013, there were 45. 2014, there were 50. 2015, you'd say 55 because it goes up five every year. Well, close. It was 54. To date this year, and we still have almost 2 months to go.
47.
71.
What?
Yeah,
because drivers are crazy here, man.
No, you know what it
well,
is.
First of all, you are because you run stop signs and admit it.
I didn't. Well, I mean, there was a
see.
I didn't, the traffic well, was not as.
Yeah, don't let the truth get in the way of the story.
There was not that much pedestrian or car traffic for that matter.
Are you a maniac on the road, Nick?
No, like, I'm not.
Yes, he is.
Oh, I am.
I've seen.
I speed.
I realized the last couple of days I'm just pretty much an idiot. I'm a loose cannon. I'm a wild man.
Do you
on
have
the
road,
road
rage?
Oh, I scream like I'll scream at
you
an old lady.
Flip people off.
Yeah.
You're gonna get shot.
I will scream at an old lady in a heartbeat. You know what?
It's oh, the left old lady. Lane. Yeah, I it's dare you to scream lane. At the car with the real deeply tinted windows.
Oh, I do. I scream at those too.
No, well, okay, just screaming is one thing.
Yeah.
But if you do more than that,
no,
you're putting
I
your
scream,
life in your hands.
I'll scream. In fact, I was screaming at a dude coming over here. Mr. In a black Chevy truck with a Corvette symbol on it. You're not fooling anybody out there, all right? Everyone knows it's not a Corvette, you
Why
idiot.
Do people do that anyway?
I don't know. It's not
it's like you got a Honda and you put an Acura symbol. Why?
It's always weird, too.
Or you get a 300 and you put a Bentley sign
Why?
On it. You're not fooling us, man. We know it's not a Bentley.
Yeah, it's like,
not even close.
And before that, it was
Chrysler wheels on it.
Everybody had Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes peeing on, like, if you had a Chevy truck, it was peeing on a Ford logo. If you had a Ford truck, then you were peeing on a Chevy logo.
Oh, I remember
logo.
Those.
Yeah, they're all over in the back windows going, and now those have been supplanted by the stick people family.
True story. I don't have any tattoos. I almost got a Calvin and Hobbes peeing tattoo one time, and I'm so grateful that I didn't.
Thank God for that. Was that when you were sober?
I was stone cold sober.
Oh,
when
no.
When I decided to
what
do
What was
it,
Calvin peeing on?
Just my nipple. Just
wow.
And then
wow.
I decided not to. And it was the best decision I've ever made in my whole life.
Without question, you have never been more correct about anything in your life than what you just said.
So 70, how many? 70 something?
71 already this year.
You know what it's because you know why, right? Pokemon Go. I guarantee you.
I thought
that
they have safe spots for these places.
No, but I guarantee you those numbers up are either from Pokemon Go or people walking and texting downtown. I would be willing to bet you
I'm gonna
that's
take
why.
It, but I'm going to take it one step further, too.
Or the kush.
No, it's like the whole bikers thing too.
Yeah.
Like when they do that, I forget.
They're annoying sometimes.
But Friday night they do that thing where they bike in like hundreds at a time and they ignore stoplights.
Oh, what is that called? Monica would know what this is called. Yeah,
one of my buddies does
hippie
this
biker
too.
Here.
And one of my buddies does this too.
I don't know what it's called, but I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
the good thing is it's like a great way to get all these people together and they all go biking. They ignore stoplights and stuff and they go flying through and think you're just supposed to stop. And I think stuff like that, where there's the whole car biker road rage, the bike's not going to win. And I think that there's been a lot. You see them, unfortunately, you see them, especially down in like the West Gray Midtown area, where you see the memorials on the side of the road with they take a bike, they spray paint it all white, and then they put it where the accident happened. And there's more and more of those popping up. And the drivers don't stop. They just take off.
Yeah.
Which is even worse.
Here's the thing I've figured out, though. Like, I get you have to share the road, but when I'm driving, I don't care. But now, if I go jogging through my neighborhood and you speed by me or you come close to me because I'm jogging in the middle of the street, I'm so angry. I'm such a double standard. Like, I can't stand when people drive and text on their phone but then if I'm on Facebook, that's all right. Like I'll be like, I will be posting on Facebook while driving about the idiot in front of me that's texting and driving. Like, that's how I am. And I'll be mad at them, but it's okay for me to do it. At least I'm admitting it's a huge double standard.
Critical mass is what the bike thing is called.
Critical mass.
Say this. You know what? We could solve a lot of road rage. We could solve a lot of road rage because I did this. I've done this recently and I've done this in the past. My wife hates when I do anything on the road because she says, now you're a father. You need to worry about your family. But like, if a guy does what you just said when you were trying to put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
But stupid, they have the magnetic signage on their car that says, hey, call me for real estate, blah, 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 blah. And so I'll just *67 and call that number and see the idiot actually pick up the phone. And just go, hey, D-bag, do you know that you just cut off three lanes of traffic just because you looked like you were in a hurry? And he starts looking over his shoulder. And then every time he'd look around, I'd put the phone down. And I'd be like, how about you worry more about the freaking road and your signals than you do your cell phone? That's a tip. And then hung up. Then you could just see, like, it's boiling out of the steam out of their ears, and they're furious. And I'm like, I just drive by with a smile.
That's hilarious. I'm not that guy to call, but you know how they have, like, those signs on the back of industrial cars that says, how's my driving? I'm going to be that guy pretty soon.
I am such a snitch when it comes to those.
I'm this close to being the snitch.
No, I call all the time.
Really?
Oh.
What happened?
If you're out there right now driving around, and I leave the station at 4, and you even look like you're going to cut me off, I'm on the horn, give them your car number, your truck number, or whatever's on the back of it. Yes, it's unit number 743. They just cut me off. Oh, man, I'm such a snitch when it comes to driving.
And they just take down the information?
Yeah, okay, a lot of them get fined, or they'll get, like, they get marks, and if they get so many, they lose their license.
Yeah, that's true. That is actually true.
Yeah.
And the other thing we got to talk about, too, we got to talk about certain companies in town that actually have driver limitations in their parking garages, which I was going to bring up yesterday. But here's the other thing, you guys. And Barry, you might not want to try this.
Uh-oh.
But you want to talk about what gets under a driver's skin nowadays flipping them off?
Yeah.
Pick up your cell phone. Like, say someone cuts you off and you're really ticked off. Pick up your cell phone and act like you're taking a picture of their license plate and or videoing them.
Ooh.
And the driver thinks, oh, my God, they got me. I mean, they're going to do something. They're going to report me and I'm dead to rights. They will freak like you've never seen in your life. It's fun to watch.
I'm trying to think, if someone did that to me, I'd probably take my camera out and start taking pictures of them.
That's happened to me, but I just let it take a picture.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Better Call Joel said, people who die Pokemon going is natural selection. That's probably true.
Are we talking about me with Better Call Joel?
No. Better Call Joel is a Twitter dude. Oh, okay. He's a Twitter fan.
You know, you do realize what you know what Maya's Twitter handle, her name is? Fan of Jay Blank. Doesn't get any better than that, brother.
I don't have any of those. That is for sure.
Well, you can work on that. Dr. Dre on 290. You can always change. Barry's there for you. Just throwing it out there. Hey, we're here till 4 o'clock.
Yeah, go ahead.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Dr. Dre was fantastic response.
I'm catching some heat from my boys on Twitter, too. Better Call Joel was like, Barry, being called a Twitter person is the greatest compliment ever. Well, I don't know what the hell to say. What do I say? Just, if I were to just say a listener, you're more than just a listener, my friend.
Right. So, Doc, I threw it out there that Dr. Dre on 290 should change his Twitter handle to something with you, since Maya is fan of Jay Blank. And he said, hey, I gravitate towards Barry because he's a funny mofo. Doesn't mean I want to be the tidy whities holding his junk. No, that's phenomenal.
Yeah, that's true. Also, we got a few other texts in that I'd like to read. Somebody said, Abella Anderson over Sasha Gray. And I don't know who Abella Anderson is.
Yeah, I didn't look up Abella Anderson.
I did my research. I'm still going to go Sasha Gray. I'm still going Sasha Gray on that one. Somebody referred to critical mass as critical condition. On Twitter.
Well, evidently, based on the HPD stats, it's worse than that.
Yeah, no kidding. We got a driver texted us and said, yeah, I'm a driver, and we hate that. We actually lost a good driver because of that. Somebody calling in and reporting them with the vehicle number.
Yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Well, you know who
did
it.
Don't cut people off.
Now you know who did it. Yeah. It's Barry.
It's old snitching Laminack over here. somebody said, Joel can't be a radio host in Houston and not know what lean is. You're losing that street cred fast. That was from Big Mike on 59.
I'll get it back.
Yo,
Big Mike
was actually a rapper back in the day. I don't know if that's the same Big Mike, but...
Big Mike?
I remember Big Mo. I don't know who Big Mike is.
No, Big Mike was a rapper. That was back in the... I want to say it was back after the Ghetto Boys got rid of... Was it Willie D?
Okay.
I think Big Mike filled in on the Ghetto Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know. I know my Houston rap history. Yeah. That's on my street cred right there. Somebody said, I'm a truck driver here in Houston, and I hate people texting and driving, as I'm doing right now. That was a text we got.
That's solid. I like solid that. It's all fun and games till you hurt somebody.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. There you go.
By the way, the other day we covered sports names that sound dirty because they are.
Uh-huh.
Dick Trickle, Harry Colon, Sam Gash, Jim Schwantz.
Oh.
One we left out.
Rusty Kuntz.
Oh, yeah. Rusty Kuntz, too. Baseball player. One we left out. That we have to bring back in for other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Baldinger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, how about this? Nick, you're familiar with this. Brian Baldinger, who has done games in the past nationally for, I believe, Fox, then worked his way over to the NFL Network. He's now been suspended for 6 months, Barry.
Yikes.
Yeah, 6 months. So you would think it's a pretty big crime, right?
Right.
We can call this Greg being Greg Williams'd. He said in an interview on a radio station, not on the NFL Network, that when the Eagles played the Cowboys last week, that the Eagles should set out to try and knock Ezekiel Elliott out of the game. So essentially, not saying put a bounty on his head, but to try and hurt him, knock him out. The NFL Network didn't take kindly to it. Suspended him for 6 months. Is that not a little harsh? Because he really didn't. It's not Bounty Gate. He didn't literally put a bounty on Ezekiel Elliott. He doesn't work for one of the teams. He just says, hey, you know, it's like back in the day in the NBA. Look, if someone's going to drive the middle on you, you're going to try and take his rear end out.
Yeah.
I think that's going too far.
I think, well, so there's a difference, right? Like if you're doing, like I say a bunch of crazy things on here.
Right.
On the show. And I think most people that listen, even for a segment, realize that I'm an idiot and I say a lot of things tongue-in-cheek, even when I mess with you. Mm-hmm. It's all in good fun. And there's, like when I was talking about Cleveland rioting yesterday,
right.
If they won, of course I'm not condoning it. And at some point, you got to kind of let everyone in on the joke, right? If you're going to do that on national network TV.
But he wasn't on TV at the time. He was doing a radio interview.
Right.
It doesn't matter. If you're going to be that guy... You got to at least figure out. You got to be smart enough to laugh at the end and be like, of course, you know, that's not true, but you got to send a message or something, right? Like you got to preface it at some point. If you're like me, I can do it and not really care, because if I get in trouble, no one here at the station is going to care. It's just that's going to boost ratings if I get a bunch of attention.
Right.
So no one's going to care if I say that. But when you're on a national NFL network, especially if you're associated with the NFL, like the NFL Network is. Now, if he's on ESPN or if he's on Fox, maybe it's a little bit different story. But they're associated with the NFL.
I get your drift on that. I get that the fact that your governing body at the end of the day still is the NFL, that they have to take it a little bit more strongly than lightly.
Right.
But...
Like if he works for Gal, no one's going to care. If Trump were to say that, being an ex-NFL player, man, you got to go out there and put a bounty on him. No one's going to care because he's not directly associated with the NFL anymore.
But I think in the radio realm, if he just said it facetiously, it shouldn't have been that big a deal.
You would think.
But at the same time, he didn't say, like, hey, I'm going to give you – like, he didn't physically get into the mix by saying, hey, look, Eagles players, I'm going to give you $1,000 if you take him out this week. I mean, he didn't put money on it. He didn't put the bounty on it. He just suggested, hey, if I'm the Eagles – if I want to beat the Cowboys, I'm going to try and knock him out of the game.
I would like to hear the tone of the quote, but reading it, it does sound kind
of
bad.
Can we not find it?
I'll look for it, but here's what it says in terms of a quote. This is the guy that we've got to hurt. This is the guy that we've got to take out of the game. There's got to be 10 guys that want to hurt him every single play. In fact, we may even put a little bounty on Ezekiel Elliott. That's the quote. I'll find the audio somewhere.
Yeah, okay. I mean, but at least we got, in a nutshell...
That sounds kind of bad if you just read the quote. You know, if it was if you heard the tone and you know, on the interview and he just seemed like he was joking, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I've heard a lot worse being said on radio. I guess that's why I'm...
Yeah. Yeah, again, it's all context, right? And I think most people would get that it's tongue-in-cheek. But again,
like
if
Ray
you're
Lewis
associated
the other day,
with the NFL, you can't
Ray Lewis
that.
Was on Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharpe's show. And he was talking about the thing that we talked about earlier in the show about Cam and the hits and everything like that. But yeah. He said that when they played Steve McNair and the Titans, that as a defensive unit, they had in meetings, they talked about it religiously. Funny that I say that with Ray. But that they were going to try and hurt him on every play. Not that there was a bounty on him, but that a guy like that, that was built with such athleticism and size and physicality, you got to try and sting him and ding him on every play you're trying to hurt him. So... he already knows that that's the mentality. Baldinger played in the NFL. He knows that's the mentality in the locker room. He didn't say, you know, here's this amount of money or anything like that. So I think it's a bit excessive. 6 months, especially during the middle of the season, because 6 months between June and, you know, whatever in September, you can spare, you know, a majority of those months and just miss maybe preseason. But, man, right in the heart of his money-making season, they're going to knock him off for 6 months. I think it's a bit much.
Yeah, Big Mike texted back in and said, yeah, it's stupid. They're suspending him for stuff that's already said in the locker room. I mean, these are things that are already being said. Everyone knows that that's probably conversations that are had in some way. So he said, by the way, I'm not Big Mike the rapper, but I do have freestyle skills. But yeah, I mean, regardless, I think it has less to do with what he said and more to do with who he's associated with. It's a valid point
that it's because his governing body is the actual Shield instead of a four-letter network.
If that dude is just a guest on Mike and Mike because he is a local ESPN affiliate host, like one of us, that's a whole different thing. I don't think you hear about it at all. I really don't. But I think the NFL network has to police its own.
Don't sell us short. We're destined for bigger things. By the way, Matt Hurst did tweet in, we have to add Dick Butkus.
Oh.
To our sports name that sound a little
for
dirty.
Sure. We got a Jim Bob Cooter on text.
That's
also
another good,
as a reference.
I will add that now.
Joe wants me to follow him on Twitter. Should I do it, guys? Some dude named Joe said, I hear that talking about Abella. He said Abella's fine.
You might get a gun and a mattress out of the deal. By the way, did you ever get any response
wrong with
on that?
Sasha. No. Lauren's going to hook me up with a pistola.
I don't know what that. Oh, a got gun. It. Yeah. You got it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to follow Joe. Don't worry, Joe. I'm going to come follow you.
But what
you,
about, did you not, did, and first of all, people out there, when you're listening.
Hold on. Damn it, Joe. I go to follow him and his tweets are protected, and now it's my follow is pending his approval.
Oh, he'll approve it. Don't you worry.
Oh, damn it.
How can you not approve?
Look at this.
You don't look like a stalker.
No, not at all.
Well, but sorry, I told you guys to send tweets to Barry about like all the ones you were sending yesterday about the bed bugs and all the crap in his mattresses and the fact that he steals them off the side of 45 in the emergency lane. But you got to put like mattress company's Twitter handles to it so that people can hook him up.
A couple of people tagged Mattress Mac. Dead silence.
Dude's got that from your list. By the way, Mac's probably going to be the big sponsor of the show here coming up.
Right.
But at the same time, in the meantime, get to some of his other companies. And find Barry a safe place to sleep, for
please.
God's sake. Because, by the way, Nick, he's still itching. I checked at the start of the show.
You checked him?
I asked him. I didn't check. Look, I checked verbally. I'm not getting that close to him. Like, when he looks like at you, it's one thing to see the CDI stare. But when he starts scratching his forearms and his nipple at the same time, it's a bit frightening.
He checked me like a mama monkey
so
checks the baby
for
monkey.
Barry today,
can
right?
I just assure you I didn't check him like the lady on the road?
Like a mama
on the last
monkey?
Road
yes.
trip?
No. Yeah, I needed that.
There was no doorbell check at the back door, if you know what I mean. Hey, we got one segment left. Come back and join us, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Thank God we only have one segment to go, because thanks to Barry's...
This has been great.
...oversaturated with fat and carbohydrate lunch...
Yeah, that.
...you've turned the air conditioning on to the point of which Nick and I, our nipples could cut
like
glass,
and
we have like icicles.
Yeah.
It's freezing in here.
It's all right.
We're adding names to the list, which we will add to another show. We'll continue it. We'll keep it as a running thing. El Jefe, you know you can keep the list if you want. But sports names that sound just a little dirty, and Barry, I'll let you handle this
I'll
one,
do it,
but I actually chuckled out loud, too. El Jefe, this is a good one.
Dick Felt played for the Boston Patriots. He was a defensive halfback, which makes no sense to me. And then I was like, you know what? Josh might be just trying to trick us and get me to say something dirty on air. So I had to Google it. Yeah, Dick Felt has his own Wikipedia page. So that makes it official enough for me. He played at BYU. Three-time first-team All-AFL was Dick Felt. That Dick Felt, boy, you got to hand it to him. All right.
No, no doubt about it. And we go from that to the fact that we have a question that I posed to you during the break.
Yes.
That Nick and I discussed earlier. Anthony Rizzo, the last out of the Dodgers series to put the Cubs in the World Series for the first time in over 100 years was achieved at first base. Anthony Rizzo put that ball in his back pocket and proclaimed to the world he had it. Last night, again, on the final out, ball goes to first base. He immediately puts it in back pocket, later pulled it out to kiss it, which you do in your spare time, and then put it back in his back pocket, which I think you may still be able to do. But at the same time, do those balls go back to the Cubs? Does he get to keep them? Just a question to ponder, because I would think those have some serious value out there on the open market with memorabilia people and or just fans of the Cubs. And you would think from a Cubs perspective, you'd probably want to display those somewhere, somehow. Now, I know that the Rockets two championships, I do not know what happened to those two game balls, but if I was to guess, because you guys asked me, I would guess that the owner, Leslie Alexander, probably has those somewhere for safekeeping.
Absolutely.
It reminds me, though, of, remember A-Rod? A couple years ago, A-Rod, would, I guess he had like an obsession with the walk-off homer helmets. And like every time someone would hit a walk-off homer and they would come to the plate, he would have to be the guy to grab that helmet. Have you seen that video?
No.
It was like a montage of A-Rod just trying to get all these walk-off helmets, and he would keep them. Like, you would see him celebrating and he would go straight for the helmet.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'd wonder if the organization had something to say about that.
Huh.
But
yeah, I mean, that's interesting, because you know, now you see the celebration. Part of the celebration on a walk-off is when you get about three quarters of the way down the third baseline, you take the helmet off and you throw it as high as you can, and then when you get near the plate, they shower you with water, seeds, gum, and do all kinds. And then the other thing is you have to rip the jersey open. Someone has to either take it off you or rip it open. That's part of the thing in baseball this year.
Okay.
So I don't know. But, I mean, I'm just wondering, because you talk about, and don't take this the wrong way, though you will, those are two of the most valuable balls in baseball. Because quite honestly, I mean, think about how long it's been. Think about the fact that one gets you there, the other one wins it.
At least in Chicago lore, they are.
Yeah, I'm telling
without
you.
Without a doubt.
You call those, what are the real expensive auction companies that do all the really big auctions?
It was like Christine's or something like
There's
that.
There's a ton of, but those people would go crazy.
You know what else would get a high premium is once Aroldis Chapman's arm completely falls off in the next day or two, they could just put that on ice and
like if you
either
could just get,
put it
like
in a museum
the
or
rotator
auction
rotator cuff and or the...
Just the whole arm. Just the whole thing. It's going to come off... Probably
it's easy to identify, too, because he has all the tattoos, so you know exactly, you know if it was his arm or not.
Yeah, I would sell it. They'll make a killing. That his arm and the two...
Anthony tweeted in, by the way, Dick Trickle, already way ahead of you. Had that one first on the list. Before we get out of here, we do want to get Brian. Brian's got an NBA issue and a NBA topic to bring up, one that Barry doesn't want to touch because it involves the guy he said had no chance of being in the MVP discussion. Brian, ready to roll with you. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, guys. Just real quick, I'm from Oklahoma, and I moved here a few years ago, so I'm a Thunder fan, and then I root for the Rockets just because I feel like you got to root for the home team. So
I respect that, man. Thank you. That's a good thing for you.
You don't have to.
So
that's how you should do it. You should keep your home allegiance,
right?
And then if you move to a city with a pro team, you should support that local team.
So I do that with the Texans.
You're doing the right thing, Brian.
And I love the Astros.
I appreciate that, guys. And just like I say real quick, I think, and not to talk bad about Russell Westbrook or James Harden, but I think a lot of what they're doing is a little bit smoke and mirrors at the beginning of the year, because I don't feel like these guys ever actually start playing defense until around the All-Star break. And I feel like teams like those, both Thunder and the Rockets, that just have – I know they have some help around them, but that have one offensive option primarily. When they get to the playoffs, there's not a lot of hope for them. And really the only way I see either one of those teams winning a playoff series is if they play each other, basically.
Do you feel the same about Durant as well?
A little bit. He's got more help around him, you know.
I mean, as an individual, though, when
pretty hard to say
this.
That's the safest bet in sports to say he's got enough around him.
Rooting for the guy. If he'd gone anywhere other than the Warriors, I would continue to root for him. But once he went to the Warriors, that was it for me. So,
yeah, okay, I can see where that would be the case.
Hey, Brian, before you go, does it chap your rear end just a little bit that they decided Ibaka was better to keep than Harden? Because it has to. I mean, you see what's going on in Golden State. You got to believe if those three guys stayed together, oh boy.
I think at the time they were looking at, they felt like they had enough offense and they needed, and Ibaka at the time was a much better rim protector earlier in his career than he was later. So I feel like they wanted that defensive piece more than they did his offense. And then later they decided to try and turn him into an offensive guy. And I know obviously that didn't work out well, but no, I'm not super upset about that move, I guess.
All right, Brian.
I appreciate
the call.
Mike, before we get out of here, you want to actually call in to get with our Dirty Sports Names topic, which we can continue over to another show. But, Mike, what do you got?
Yeah, I can't believe you guys forgot about D.
I'm not falling for that.
Nope.
Good try, Mike.
Come on, man.
Come on, Mike. Hey, Mike, nope. You like Wendy's? that's what I thought.
Wendy's who?
I can't say the words on the radio, man. But you know, Wendy's... in your mouth. All right, that's not appropriate. All right, thanks for the call, Mike. Good try, man.
Appreciate it, Mike. Don't be a stranger, but clean it up.
Yeah, Mike tried to sneak one in. I had to step in. I figured maybe you would answer.
Nope. I figured you appreciate would fall that. For it. Yeah, I appreciate I that. To, just because we didn't know what
show
the,
dad.
Just because we didn't know what the whatever the hell that term was.
I had to step. Well, I just figured you'd go like what show
was
the dad.
That's like, Salisbury. What? That's Salisbury. Dell calls out Salisbury. That's not me. Oh. And Granado. Okay. What was the term we didn't know?
What?
For purple drink?
Oh, I knew it. Lean.
No. Me, Nick and I didn't know.
Yeah, lean. Nick knew what lean was.
You did?
Yeah. I did.
What was the one we did? What was
finest,
the one we
baby?
Both did? Oh,
gay
chicken.
Yeah, gay chicken.
Gay chicken. That's what Barry eats on Tuesday nights. It's like being organic.
You should have left well enough alone.
Caged and farm fresh, and now the new term is gay chicken.
You're on your own show, Dad.
Okay. Here we go. Well, guess what? I won't be on my own tomorrow. Are you back tomorrow?
I'm coming back.
Hey, Barry on a Friday. Trap J is heading down to Tallahassee to do some things with his car dealership and to catch the Knowles live and in person. God, nice. I hope that goes well, because if it doesn't, can you imagine Travis Johnson live in person and ticked off because his Knowles are not good? He might go absolutely. That's video we have to have if he gets in the locker room and unleashes.
Mm.
That would be fantastic.
You think he'll go back there and do a speech a la Jameis Winston?
I was just thinking that.
I mean, when he walks in, if you don't know who he is and you think he's Suge Knight, you're going to listen.
Yeah, true.
There's no doubt about it. Well, guess what? You can listen tomorrow because Barry and I are here. We'll do the Nick Picks, which we do every Friday. It'll be an FEF Friday, so we'll cover everything that you want to cover, including most things that start with an F, including football. Back to the grind, even though the Texans don't play, so we'll cover college, pro, and other things. Join us, won't you? ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.